To Warn Radio, with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. All correspondence and inquiries of the WIBR Warn Radio Network can be sent to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. And the WIBR Warn Radio is on also on Parler and Clout Club. Those are two new social sites we've joined, so be sure to find us over there. And you can listen to our shows via the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. You can also listen to the shows by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Be sure to take time to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. They're inspired and anointed. They apply to this day and age we are living in. This week we feature Perceived Truth, Loving Praise of Men. At times, the real truth can be brutal. In today's article, we find those who love the praise of men. Excuse me. America's Lawlessness, the Mystery of Iniquity. America Lawlessness, the latest round of mayhem, murder, and national news, reveals we are in the middle of the mystery of iniquity. Rebellion or mercy, the path well worn. There is a path well worn, and it has been traveled since the first beginnings of the men of man on earth. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome. Another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar. I wanted to remind you, in addition to the other articles, the one that I just got published yesterday was Patient Endurance and Righteousness. Patient Endurance greets the end of days with a gasp, and we are in the end of days. And with the situation around the world in a lot of areas, you're going to need patient endurance and righteousness. There are wicked people and even viler principalities and powers at work in America and around the world. But for the Christian disciple, as you focus on Christ as the true Lord of Lords and King of Kings, victory is near. Even in the middle of the battle. And when it heats up, we've seen some of the biggest miracles being reported from around the world. Make no mistake about it. Christ is in charge. Today we are begotten of God, secrets of God in men, part 7. You know, men will let you down. The political systems will let you down. To find true leaders and be able to have a country united is unusual. And if you look around the world today, now China may look to you to be united. It's not united. Only the Communist Party, the people themselves, obey because they have to. There's no other choice. North Korea, the people obey because they have no choice. But still, in both places, there's Christian witness. Iran, a lot of Muslims are coming to the Lord over there since COVID hit. Around the world, you can see that there's not unity. In fact, there's a lot of lawlessness, a lot of troubles. There's a lot of hatred. In America, we have hatred like at no other time. But lately, we've been watching China rise. It began in the year 2000. This was their century. Their decade. Their thousand-year reign. Yeah, right. Well, at any rate, you know, the secrets of God are secrets, but there is one thing good about the secrets of God today. Now, we don't know everything, but there are things that God has made sure we have been made aware of. And a lot of the stuff that's happening in America shouldn't surprise Christians or churches. Now, how far it's going to go, whether this is going to be the absolute end if the Democrats win, depends on the Lord, not on the Democrats. But you see, for a nation that did have Christian beginnings, and now we have people, whites included, along with blacks, who all decry everything America was. Now you see, there's a lot of things they're forgetting here, and they're being led astray by Marxist doctrine. But when you have liberal mayors and governors around the world, you know, many of them find themselves at odds with what's going on. In America, however, there's a lot of people and politicians that don't like what they see what's happening in America. Yet the ruling party of liberals in California have got a mess on their hands. Oregon, Washington's the same way, so is New York. Matter of fact, they all embrace the riots on the street. And there's one reason they do it. It's very simple. They hate Trump. That's what's motivating it. Even the news is hoping that Trump loses. Of course, they've hated him from the beginning. And they want someone more conducive to what they want, which they don't know what they want. They just don't like Trump because he fights back. He was someone that was put in there to be a fighter by the people who elected him. Because Obama tore everything apart, which the media loved. And so did the other liberal governors and mayors. So we are divided. Israel was divided because of sin. We're divided because of sin, not politics. It's sin. Now, you'd think we could come together. Now, when we last left, we were talking about the hidden mystery revealed in revealed Christ in you. Now, this is really, you know, if you compare it to the Old Testament, it wasn't Christ in you, the hope of glory. Even the prophets didn't have the Spirit of God all the time. The Spirit of God would come upon them. But because of Christ, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit once you receive him. And you can come unto him. You can access the Father. Come boldly before the throne of grace, according to Paul. See, before, you had to go to the high priest. You had to make sure you had all your sacrifices done. The Day of Atonement had to be spending trying to get your name in the book for the following year. The Day of Atonement follows the High Holy Days from the Day of Trumpets. Then you head on down into Tabernacles. All of them very, very prophetic. Paul says in Colossians 1:25, whereof I am made a minister, talking about the gospel of Christ, according to the dispensation of God. And the dispensation of God is that point in time. Paul talks about it in Galatians as well, and Ephesians. I mean, he brings a lot of this stuff up. That time when it was right to send the Son of God. In the fullness of time, that time when all the elements needed that would make it perfect for the revelation of the Son of God. Nobody knew the exact time except the Father. And he says, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. See, at no other time was someone given this. Even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. Now see, at the time of the apostles, this was new, folks. This was amazing. Now you see, we're well experienced now in things of Christianity. We've got everything figured out. So the mystery is not a mystery anymore. We take it for granted. We don't give God his due as far as true worship and honor. Understanding his holiness and what he did. And then, of course, because he did bring in this for his son, through his son, rather, he has a little thing called grace. And he has a beneficial nature to his, to everything he does. Because he loves mankind, and out of his love came mercy, and out of the mercy flowed the tool grace, which you could access the Father. And once you believed him, he could impute it unto you for righteousness' sake, just the same way he did to Abraham when Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake. See, while we think this imputation because of belief is something new, it wasn't. The Old Testament had it, the Old Testament saints. And Abraham was the father of it. And that's why in him all nations would be blessed, because God had a plan to redeem the world. And they would believe on the Son of God that he would send, and God would impute it unto them for righteousness' sake. Thus, in order to do that, he had to declare everybody guilty so he might save those who would repent. Otherwise, they would be lost. But see, to Paul, when he was writing this, he says, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Gentiles were the goyim, the unclean, those who served other gods. God had chosen Israel. Israel fell. Both the houses fell. Judah went into captivity for 70 years, came back. And Israel's still having trouble. Today she is who she is. But she is not a light to the nations per se, because there is so much Jewish hatred. But God has not forsaken her. Christ, weeping over Jerusalem, said, how oft would I have gathered you as a mother hen does her chicks, but you would have nothing of it, none of it. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, he said. Later, Titus, the Roman general, would come in and totally eradicate Jerusalem, practically, destroying the temple. A million Jews, according to Josephus, were killed at the time. 70 AD. And then, of course, Israel being gone, it was left to the church then. And boy, that created a struggle. And the church still thinks today that it's the thing. We've become sloppy. We're full of sin. We've got sin in the church, sin in the pulpit. We've got corrupt people teaching corrupt stuff. You need to get into the Word, all of the Word, the whole Word, and understand that when God says to repent, that's what you need to do. Because look around you in America. When I was growing up, we didn't have a nation like this. And then as our generation got a little bit older, we started having riots because of Vietnam. I went into the service early, at the age of 17. And it was Vietnam time. Yeah, I wanted to go to Vietnam. My mother told me, if you sign up for Vietnam, I'll shoot you myself. Oh, boy. Not my boy. Well, she was right, because Vietnam was one of those wars that the politicians never intended to win. It was political from the start. A lot of good men and women died over there, and you can blame the politicians. Oh no, it was the communists and the Viet Cong. We were in their land, for crying out loud. But I'll tell you, the guys in Vietnam paid it all. And of course, that wasn't a declared war, just like the one in North Korea when we fought Korean War. Just like we went to Saddam Hussein. The only official declared world war we had was when the last one was World War II. All the others were illegal. So it was to this mass of Gentiles. So if you look at the Gentile world, it looks like they're sinners and they're doing all kinds of things that are weird and they don't get along. Well, that's what the Gentiles were known for. That's what they've always been known for, that. They were the goyim, the unclean. The Jews would have nothing to do with them. They could even hold a Gentile slave. Check the law. Matter of fact, Scripture is not against slavery. It's not that it encourages it, but they have to deal with it. Read the letter Philemon. Look in the Old Testament and get in the law and read about the laws concerning slavery. Now, the Jews were not supposed to keep their own people in bondage, but after a while, that's exactly what they did. So when the hidden mystery came around, at the time of the apostles' kids, this was new. It's not new today. Paul says, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Now that's what Paul said, and that's what he meant. When you believe on God, you become perfect in Christ. In Christ. That's how the Father sees you. Now, it doesn't mean there's not a work to do, because there is this sanctification. There's immediate sanctification where immediately God recognizes you as his son because of your belief in him and what Christ did on the cross. There's gradual sanctification that God works in your life as you get rid of things in your life because he's given you power to overcome these things. But then you reach a point like we have in America, where we've heard the gospel so much, we become numb to it. Our grandkids and our kids beyond that. Because you don't realize it when you're growing up, and then you get married, and then as life passes and your kids grow up and other kids, you know, everybody has kids, and those kids have kids, and pretty soon the people you knew are grandparents, and then they're great-grandparents. Life passes you by. So now, from the 60s, our generation, which was radicalized, and a lot of the hippies who swore they would tear down this government, and that's what they wanted to do, they became adults, went and got degrees and got in the government and began to make changes. What you see today is a direct seed of the 60s. And it's also an infiltration of communism and other isms. Because we welcomed everybody in, but not everybody you let in is a friend. But see, for us today, that don't change anything. See, because what we're finding out is in North Korea, where the people are practically prisoners of Kim Jong-un, while he gets fat eating everything, who even knows? We haven't seen him for a long time. You don't even know if he's alive or not. The guy killed his own family, not all of them. His sister's still alive. She may have killed him. Who knows? But see, even in that regime, there's Christians over there, there's a church over there, there is Western sources that are dealing with them. And it's closed, but they're still doing it. They know how many people leave North Korea every year, because most of them end up checking in with a little place over there, outside of North Korea, who helps them. China, they've been cracking down on all the Christians. Guess what? Christianity's doing fine there. Iran, the Ayatollah came out a long time ago. I've said this, repeated this a lot. But he was concerned because so many Muslims were becoming Christians, and guess what? They still are. COVID came, and a lot of the Muslims, they were shooting their mouth off. We were reporting this at the time, and these jihadists in Africa, they were saying this, that Allah sent this thing to kill the Christians, so they were going to go attack and kill Christians as well. You can thank Muhammad for that one, because you can tell that Muhammad's religion was created by a bunch of men. Well, that's blasphemy. No, that's the truth. Look at the religion. Common sense will tell you. What woman would create a religion when you go to heaven, you can have sex with all these women for the rest of eternity and drink perfect wine? I mean, give me a break. What woman, and they're probably out there from some of the women I've seen in America that are standing up, they're like witches. They're harlots, Jezebels, nevertheless. you look at this whole thing. But Iran, because of COVID, a lot of these over there are questioning. Well, if we've got the Ayatollah and he is directly in contact with God, why are we facing this and we've got so many people dying? Wouldn't Allah protect us? And then they started attending online Christian services. Well, since the Christians can't even gather in their home, the only thing they can do is hide their smartphones and get them out when they can and fellowship with people online. That's the only thing they can do. And they got to be quiet when they're doing it. They can't be caught with anything in Iran. Yet, Iran, there has been a massive revival. Well, you can't really call it a revival because you have to revive something that has been dead. Normally referring to a Christian revival when you get a church alive again from the dead. Cold, lukewarm to hot. These people have never been Christians. They have been Muslims. They get born again. They find the truth. Some of the biggest miracles that we've actually reported comes from a ministry made up of entirely former Muslims who are Christians now. And they're coming in from many sources. So we know that God is moving overseas. Now, the question of it is he going to be able to move in America to wake this country up, to stir it around, to turn it around and bring them back to where they need to be? Because the people that are rioting, that all the liberals are encouraging, are not going to go away, and they're not going to be satisfied until they totally take this thing over. And I can tell you history. I know this. You should too. That when these Marxists take power, the first thing they're going to do is start killing those they don't like, and they begin with those who teach anything opposite of them, those politicians, the judges, the lawyers, the educators, they kill them all. Now if you look at the Khmer Rouge, one of the bloodiest things there ever was, or Idi Amin, it gets even worse. All of those are based on the same thing, Marxist takeovers. There's a lot of forms of what Karl Marx put together. And to embrace it, and these people are open. They just tell you, we hate all white people. I seen a picture of, I think it was two or three of these black women, and they were, had babies. And they were walking around with signs. They were supporting BLM. They were doing the Black Power salute. They were being radicalized at the ages of 3 and 4. Now, see, the Muslims do this with their kids. So does Iran. They will raise them. Now, especially if you get over in the Gaza Strip over there, they've been doing this for a long time, teaching their kids to hate Jews. See, because even the devil knows what God said. If you'll raise up your child in the way he should go, when he gets old, he'll not depart from it. So if the devil can get them while they're young and train them and teach them, they're not going to know any different from that from truth. So God has to break through to him later on in life, if he can. Because there is an age of accountability, and once you get that age of accountability totally corrupted, because you've corrupted the kids, it's hard to reach them. But see, even in spite of those things, if the system gets turned around and goes to Sharia law, you take America, everything's removed, the Congress is removed, the White House burned down, everything's destroyed, everything you've ever known and loved is totally destroyed, and the streets are full of people rejoicing. That's exactly what it'll look like. The smoldering will be everywhere. The older generations will be wailing and moaning. You won't have any more paycheck. You won't have any more savings. You won't have much of anything. They will establish it, because at this point, it takes time to establish it. Until then, there's going to be starvation. There's going to be pandemics. And because we are so close to the Antichrist, you're not going to get your Sharia law anyway. You're going to end up getting the Antichrist, which is not the Antichrist. It's the beast, son of perdition. Some people like to divide those two, the beast from the son of perdition, but that's not what that is. Paul called him the son of perdition to describe what his job is. What is he doing? He's going to lead people to destruction because they have rejected the love of the truth, the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2. The beast shows you his roots and why he's able to do what he is going to do, which is take over the world, and he's given 3.5 years to do it. Revelation 13. But see, in Revelation 12:11, it already tells you who overcomes in this world of the beast. I can tell you. Everybody else is going to take the mark, but the ones who are not going to take the mark, who will overcome, will be these people. Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That means you've been born again. You believed on Jesus who died. He is the blood atonement sacrifice. He is the Lamb of God. The atoning Lamb. The Passover Lamb. The Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world. Revelation 1. He who is dead and is alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. He calls himself the Almighty. And Revelation 1. You argue with him about it. See, this is the thing. So while all that chaos is going on, there is still a gospel that's going to go forth. There is no wall. There is no politician. There is no system that the Spirit of God cannot get into. Man is incapable of taking on this God. God allows them to go their way because he has given them a thing called grace. One day that word will be fulfilled. There will be no more grace. It will be the end, and God will hold them accountable. And every person that did things wicked, everyone that had purposely done things to their children, and a lot more, he will hold every level of society accountable. He is the Lord over all agencies, every government agency, every level of it, every person, everything you do, everyone at any time, everything you've ever said, everything you've said that you didn't think anybody knew about, everything. You're guilty, buddy. But see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That was the secret. And we have cheapened it. Because this God can redeem anybody, and this God can forgive anybody if they follow what God says. Now, there are those, Scripture points out, that they reach the point that they don't repent. Now you see, the prophets, 1 Peter, this is a long section. 1 Peter 1, we'll start at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who are to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. So while the earth is going to hell, you've got something reserved for you. These verses are popular preacher passages. Because the prophets, when they wrote some of this, it was just like poetry. Because they loved this. It was revealed to them. They had been under the law. They knew what Roman oppression was like. They knew the history of their own people. Peter, being a Jew, he knew what happened. He knew what Israel was looking for, the son of consolation. Consolation because Israel was humiliated in the world because they fell away from their own God. And Israel today is still being ridiculed for that. The devil won't allow anybody to forget it, while at the same time telling people, this younger generation, that the Jews were never involved in any kind of genocide where someone killed them. That's a lie of the devil. Hitler's Holocaust? No, he didn't kill Jews. That's what the devil wants you to believe. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But see, you've got that. Christ was resurrected from the dead. He's not a prophet. He fulfills the office of a prophet, but he's not a prophet. He's the Son of Almighty God. Period. The Messiah, the greater Son of David, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the Almighty. And he's going to judge every facet. Now see, when we talk about secrets, if you don't get this one, you don't got nothing, baby. You can go to all your fake prognosticators, your fake prophets, those who will read the tea leaves, those who will read the guts of animals, those who will sit in a corner and shake and stir and tell you what some familiar spirit will tell you. These familiar spirits can tell you a lot. And because they are familiar, they know how to approach humans. And they can tell you things because they know things. They're just not God. Verse 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now see, in the time of the apostles, it already was the last time. It was the time point when Christ was to come. But see, we're kept by the power of God through this vehicle of faith. Faith came out of God's grace. You didn't deserve it. He could have just killed you and created somebody else, but he didn't. That grace flows out of his mercy, and the mercy came out of his love for his creation. You see, God is a God of love, and the liar in the world wants you to believe that God is a mean, nasty, jealous, vengeful God. And you find people, I mean, there's people in Congress, and there's a lot of them that go to churches. But every time you see them on the news, they're nasty. They're mean. They ain't Christians. They go to a Christian church. It's like putting a car in the garage. That doesn't make you a Christian. You must be born again of the Spirit. You must walk in His fruits. You don't treat people like crap. Excuse the expression. That's what they do. And, you know, some of the biggest things, you know, Obama, you never seen anybody gathered around him all the time the way people are gathered around Trump. Every color, every race, gather around him. I have seen the Black Caucus and others around there praying for him. He's asked pastors to pray for him. And they hate him for it. And the ones who are the Christians in Congress are some of the worst. And then, of course, we have New York. Ah, man. I could list it out for you, kids. You want to know why this country's going down. But But I got news for you. It's not going down until God decides, no matter how bad it is. But see, the thing you need to realize is that you are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And then he goes on to say, wherein you greatly rejoice. That was one of my notifications. I don't know if you heard it. Man, that's loud. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Manifold temptations. And we have a lot of them. Manifold temptations. The little thing, manifold temptations. You are in heaviness through manifold temptations. You know, and that's going on worldwide. There's a lot of people going through this stuff. A lot of people. But see, you can be kept by the power of God. Paul goes on to say that, or Peter, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now that's part of those secrets. Christ fulfilled those. And see, that's the thing. We are not without hope. Now, if you go on down to verse 20, let's look at verse 18. For as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. He's speaking to the Jews who received it, Judaism through their fathers, traditions of men. Christ condemned that. The word of God has been corrupted because of the traditions of men. He said the traditions of men had made the word of God of none effect. People followed the traditions rather than the word of God. Even in America, we're doing that today. We're also following other things instead of the word of God. Because we've heard the word, we've seen the churches, we're sick of the white, we're sick of the black, we're sick of anybody that has any kind of faith, any kind of righteousness. Paul predicted this. I mean, he talked about it. Despisers of those who are good. Just read 2 Timothy 3. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Peter says it there. Those were the last times. We talk about the last days, the end of days. Folks, we've been at the end of days since the time of the apostles. We are in the end of the end of days, if you want to put it that way. And we've had a lot of troubles over the centuries since Christ. He hasn't come yet. Nations have risen and fallen. But see, that's a secret. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world. He was finally manifested because the time was right. See, that's the important thing. And for you and I, it means we have hope. Even when America seems to be going like a lot of countries go. But see, America has not fallen yet. And as long as we can stand together and pray and ask the Lord, in the midst of your judgment, Lord, remember mercy, grant us victory in this. See, those are the things. When we talk about secrets, there's sometimes you get secrets and you don't want to know a secret. Daniel was shown things that he didn't even understand. And at times he was sick after such a vision. We play games with God, folks. And people get off on tangents, always seeking secrets or personal prophecies and finding all this stuff. And God doesn't need anybody super spiritual. He doesn't need you to defend him. The Son of God doesn't need you to defend him. But he calls upon you to give your word a testimony. That's what you need to do. That's how you overcome. Actually, it's overcame, past tense. We used to have a testimony service in the church of Brother Kennedy many years ago, our home church. It was Sunday night, one of the most popular services. Because that was a time when all the ones that only went Sunday and all the other political speak people that showed up just to appear in church, they wouldn't go Sunday night. So the rest of us could go, and of course we'd have a prayer meeting, we would pray up at the altar, do that Wednesday nights too. Because you overcame by the word of your testimony. Overcame. He needs you to walk in the light as he is in the light. 1 John 1. John 15. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do what I say. Thus walking in the light as he is in the light. I mean, if you really want a secret, that's it. It's called discipleship. Hey, man, get a grip, get your cross, and go out there. But don't do it foolishly. You don't go into battle until you pray and fast and make sure you know that the Lord wants you to go in the first place. You know, a lot of people have gotten in trouble and gotten killed. It's just like Black Lives Matter is down there. If you're going to go down and confront Black Lives Matter and a lot of these other thugs, you better be prepared. I mean fast and pray. And it has to be confirmed to you in that fasting and prayer. That's what you need to do. But the thing of it is, these kids only understand force. And even then, they can be defeated, but their hearts aren't changed. See, that's the problem you have. Hitler, you could appeal to him all you wanted. But just talking to him and pleading would not stop the fact of what he was going to do, or those that followed him. The only way Hitler was defeated was because good men and women from countries around the world took him on and stopped him and killed those who were trying to do it and pursued Hitler. That's the only way to stop evil. And the nations are charged with that. God has put it in governments to protect its citizens. But if you want to know how the rule of political life goes, read Kings. And Chronicles wouldn't hurt. Dear God in heaven. Especially when they got kings in Israel. If a king was good, the people were good. If the king was corrupt like Ahaz and Jezebel, the people were corrupt. They brought in Baal. You see, you're going to have corrupt politicians, just like you're going to have good ones. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. You're going to have liars and thieves and cheats and plotters. You're in the world. You're not of the world. And that's why the Lord ends the book of Revelation in Revelation 22. When he says, he that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. There's a number of comparisons in there. You can read them in Revelation 22, and he goes on to say, behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. If you want to do that, I'll be coming soon enough, and I'll judge you for it. If you're righteous, I'll judge you righteous. If you're wicked, I'll give you the just reward for that too. There is no respect to persons. Well, I went to the church or whatever. Doesn't matter. Well, I was baptized 3 times. Doesn't matter. I only did what the pastor told me. I only did what my nation wanted me to do. At the time of the mark of the beast, well, it's not my fault. They made me take the mark. I'd starve to death. These are the issues. You want to know secrets? There's a lot of things that are written that were secret. The apostle made known unto us, and most people don't read them. The biggest thing, the most popular thing, is get a pretty picture and put scripture on it. Everybody loves that. And sometimes they don't even do that anymore. They just put, God is good. And of course, when you have God is good on a pretty picture, everybody loves it. But see, you're not going to get the feed for the soul if you're just looking at pretty pictures with a few scriptures on them. You're not going to get it at all. So you want to know a secret? Get into the Word of God. Dig into the Word of God. Everybody likes the information age, and they go through all the social media, and it's full of pure baloney. A few good stories, most of it stuff that's nasty. Done by nasty people that gets celebrated by those who are political and think, well, that's good. If that keeps up, Trump will get defeated. We are such a bunch of hypocrites. We act so pious and righteous in everything that we do. And you see, the thing of it is, straight preaching, telling the truth, we need more of it. We need the pastors to get off their money mines and get into the salt mine and learn what salt is and then get their butts out there and be salt. We're supposed to be salt. We're supposed to be light. The word needs to go forth. But you see, the goodness of God leads people to repentance, but God has been trying to lead this country for a long time, and it constantly rejected the truth. For almost my entire life, I've seen how this progressed. It's time. If you're going to make a decision, you need to make a decision to serve God and get close to Him today. That's imperative. Because the eye is on the Christ. Now see, as a watchman, I'm watching to see what the Lord will do in the election. Then I'll be able to tell you and people around me. And as far as China rising up in power and maybe a war, I was told many years ago about China. Then my dad reminded me of it not too long ago, some time ago. He's gone now. There is no doubt. You need to understand that just because we're America doesn't mean it's going to be here. And for that matter, some of these liberal politicians that are doing things that aren't good, they're not going to be there forever either. And if the real true communists come in here, all these people are going to get killed anyway. That's what communists do. And the ones who did the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, they were young. A few older officers. And they killed everybody. Then you look at Stalin once he came to power. He has millions of people's blood on his hands. Mao does too. There's no communist Marxist nation that hasn't done it. And there's no Muslim nation that I know of today, and I've reported on every one of them. There's not one of those Muslim nations where Christians haven't been persecuted or oppressed or murdered or thrown in jail. Not one. Father, thank you for your word tonight. For today. Bless those that hear it whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name. Don't forget to go by our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. We'll see you next week. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.